Good morning, everyone. So good to see you all here in the sanctuary and all those who have come to join us via Zoom. See if I have missed anyone. Great. I greet each and every one of you in the name of Christ and pray that your worshiping will be a time of God speaking to you, to each and every one of you, that God would speak through the scripture and you will get to hear the message that God has prepared for each and every one of you. An American tourist from California traveling to Hong Kong killed a little time playing poker with three wealthy Chinese. As he spoke no Chinese and those Chinese no English, they got an interpreter. All went quietly for a while, but in due course, the American was dealt a four-card flush and bet $100. At this, the Chinese gentleman next to him exclaimed, "Amoy," which the interpreter explained meant he raised 100. The next Chinese announced, "Afoy," and the interpreter said, "He raises you 200 more." The third Chinese grunted, "Agoy," which the interpreter explained as another 100 raise. In spite of the competition, the American decided to stay with the pot and drew his one card. Noting that he had failed to fill his flush, he cried, "Afui," at which the Chinese all threw down their hands. "Nice going, mister," cried the interpreter, slapped him on the back. "Your million-dollar bluff won the pot." You know, fui is an informal English word to express disbelief and disappointment. The American tourist said it because he lost the pot. It apparently sounded like a Chinese word of which the American tourist had no knowledge. On the other hand, the Chinese did not know the English word. They thought that American tourists had announced that he had drawn a winning card. It was purely by ignorance that the Chinese players gave up and the American won the pot. Ignorance customarily leads people to trouble, but in some instances, it does lead people to success. Something like this is called blessings in disguise, such as someone had a terrible headache, which forced him to stay home and escape a disaster. Some people got fired from work, and a new job landed them much better opportunities. A computer system was broken, and a flight attendant could not fix her mistake on the work schedule. And she was saved from an accident. An old parishioner of mine told me that she lost her struggling store by fire. After she relocated the store, her business boomed. Troubles aren't always bad. In his book titled In the Eyes of the Storm, Max Lucado reworded a Chinese fable to explain two sides of trouble. Once there was an old woodcutter living in a tiny village. Although poor, he was envied by all, for he owned a beautiful white horse. People offered fabulous prices for the steed, but the old man always refused. One morning he found that the horse was not in the stable. All the village came to see him. "You old fool," they scoffed. "It would have been better to have sold him. You could have gotten whatever price you wanted. Now the horse is gone." The old man responded, "Don't speak too quickly. If I've been cursed or not, how can you know?" The people contested, "Don't make us out to be fools. We may not be wise philosophers, but the simple fact that your horse is gone is a curse." After 15 days, the horse returned. Not only had he returned, he had brought a dozen wild horses with him. Once again, the village people gathered around the woodcutter and spoke, "Old man, you were right. What we thought was a curse was a blessing. Please forgive us." The man responded, "Life is so vast. All you have is a fragment. Don't say that this is a blessing. No one knows. I'm content with what I know. I'm not perturbed by what I don't." The old man had a son, the only son. The young man began to break the wild horses. After a few days, he fell from one of the horses and broke both legs. "You were right," the villagers said. "The dozen horses were not a blessing. They were a curse. Your only son has broken his leg, and now in your old age, you have no one to help you. Now you are poorer than ever." The old man spoke again, "Don't go so far. Say only that my son broke his leg. Who knows if it is a blessing or a curse? No one knows. We only have a fragment. Life comes in fragments." It so happened that a few weeks later, the country engaged in war against a neighboring country. All the young men of the village were required to join the army. Only the son of the old man was excluded because he was injured. Once again, the people gathered around the old man and said, "Your son's accident was a blessing. His legs may be broken, but at least he is with you. Our sons are gone forever." There are two aspects of trouble, and one side that we as believers in Christ often overlook is God's involvement in our troubles. There is no coincidence for those who are in Christ. Why do troubles happen, or why does God cause them to happen? The Word of God this morning is an excellent place to find an answer to these questions. Saul's father, Kish, lost donkeys. People in Mideastern countries have used donkeys for over 5,000 years, some say 7,000 years. They still are a very valuable means of transportation and agriculture to Palestinians. Donkeys pull carts and carry heavy loads and people on their backs. In ancient farming communities, donkeys were like their hands and feet. Kish lost substantial assets and had to take action to recover them right away. So he sent his son Saul and a servant to look for the donkeys. I cannot pinpoint locations where they searched them, but it seems they covered a vast area beyond their locality and became very frustrated. Let me read a couple of verses from the Message translation. See how many places they covered and discouragement they felt. They went into the hill country of Ephraim around Cilicia, but didn't find them. Then they went over to Shalim, no luck. Then to Zabin, and still nothing. When they got to Zob, Saul said to the young man with him, enough of this. Let's go back. Soon my father is going to forget about the donkeys and start worrying about us. Failure to find their family's most valuable asset made Saul so discouraged. Saul felt that he had finally reached a dead end. He did not have any other choice but to give up. We can sympathize with Saul and understand his despondency. What do we do in this kind of situation? Life often spins out of control, and we try our best to do the damage control. When our effort does not improve the situation, then it would be wise to give up and suffer the loss instead of wasting more time and energy. But the story did not end there. Behind the loss of the donkeys and Saul's frustration was God's intervention, about which Saul, his servant, and his father had no knowledge. God orchestrated the lost donkeys to bring Saul to where Samuel was. In the meantime, God informed Samuel about his forthcoming encounter with Saul, whom Samuel never met before. Samuel made arrangement to dine with Saul before his arrival. When Saul approached Samuel, God told Samuel he was the man. After eating with Saul, Samuel anointed him as the first king of Israel. Saul did not and could not see the whole picture of how God operated in his life. What Saul witnessed was the escalation of bad turning into worse. The donkeys were already found, but he thought that their donkeys were lost forever. God decided to enthrone him as the first king of Israel, but Saul had no way of knowing God's blessing on his way. What do we do in trouble? We can identify ourselves with how Saul reacted to his problem. Our senses and capabilities become frozen, and we cannot see beyond our troubles. But God's words offers us an insight into understanding our troubles as blessings from God. As it happened to Saul, our current problems may be a prelude to God's unexpected blessing. Our troubles may appear to put things in chaos, but they are within the realm of God's power and operation. God uses our crises to redirect us to a new path. William Cowper, in the 18th century, wrote an inspirational poem. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonder to perform. He plants his footstep in the sea and rises upon the storm. You fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. His purpose will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bird may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. That is a beautiful expression. The bird may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Blind unbelief is sure to err, but scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. Storms of life may seem unfavorable, but will benefit us later or in the long run. Blessings in disguise sound illogical, but God often operates in this way. Trouble is a human language, but it is not found in God's dictionary. trouble in our eyes means God's intervention, that God is in control, as every dark cloud has a silver lining. Therefore, our trouble should not discourage us. Let us endure hardship and even delight in hardship if we can. For our trouble may be a God's blessing in disguise. Amen.